Now we have got Kahu Tristan in the room. How are you doing, Tristan?
Very well. How are you, Fee?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks so much for playing on air. It was very, very cool to have you in and playing some guitar.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm sure you've probably been at Radio 1 before playing some music or around doing interviews before. Have you got much of a history with the station?
I've been about. Mm-hmm. Possibly since before you were born. It's entirely possible. Anyway, done live TV stuff here. I think in the studio, recorded next door. Not very frequently, but a few times over the decades.
Mm-hmm. And you did one not too long ago with Kahu Ropu, who you played with sort of recently at Dankfest. Mm. That was very cool. And then obviously this the solo music, Kahu, does it derive from the Kahu Ropu music?
The initial conceit was that the Kahu thing would workshop ideas that would then unfold into Kahu Ropu stuff. But and that is kind of how it worked. But I work in such a glacial fashion that, we are talking about a decade's work. So the Kahu Ropu idea was kind of like me and a group of people, because who was playing became fairly amorphous.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot. However, now we're very settled on Sam Healy on bass, Rob Faulkner on drums. Mm-hmm. So I really can't imagine. It's a bit like my other things, HDU and Mountain Eater.
Mm-hmm.
The very set trios. I'm involved in those, of course.
Yeah.
But the other two players, Anaru Nata and bass and Mountain Eater, Chris Livingston on drums, and again in Mountain Eater.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dino Carlos playing drums in HDU, Neil Phillips playing guitar and bass in HDU. You know, it's just those people.
Yeah.
It's like replacing a Beatle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're sort of like, it doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's wonderful that Kahu Ropu has kind of reached that stage, in my mind at least. You know,
cause
it's, so, I don't know. I kind of hamstrung myself a little bit with names, anyway, I think it's a bit late to change it.
And it's interesting you've worked on a lot of three pieces. I really like three pieces. It's a good interaction.
I'm not just an egomaniac. It just sort of like just works out that way a lot of the time. Although there is a new kind of project, at least being discussed, and I'd be kind of keen to draw some other players into that. So it's less, because I do make it the Tristan show very easily. You know, that's where you play with good people, and it's not like, if I'm playing with Rob, it's like, man, he's, oh God. Like Rob Faulkner is, and
very
Dino Carlos, they're both, the drummers par excellence. It's such a privilege.
Yeah, for sure.
And I do feel incredibly privileged to be working with anyone who wants to play with me, frankly.
And so how does it feel different doing the solo Kahu stuff?
Oh, it was light years apart because, I have nothing to fall back on.
Yeah.
But, hopefully an operable or a well-operated loop pedal on occasion. And I set it up so I've got lots of space. And I would like to say, for anyone who was listening to that my own rig is a lot more high fidelity. Like, I've worked so hard over to get this kind of what's happening, and I'm very, very happy with what I've got in terms of the clarity coming just out of the guitar amps sort of thing. So very much appreciated using your Roland Jazz Chorus.
No worries.
But I would like to point out that I don't use a Roland Jazz Chorus ordinarily, as much as I admire Robert Fripp.
They're a bit of they're a bit of a oddity.
Oh, no, Roland, the whole company's like, it's, where would we be without Roland and Boss? I use effects to write a lot.
Yeah.
I create a space and then I work within that space.
Mm-hmm.
So, without like a Boss DD3 sort of thing, quite a number of songs might not exist.
I've always heard in Japan, and I saw it a little bit playing shows where they just, every single venue has a Roland Jazz Chorus. It's like, that's like their equivalent of a PV or of like a Janssen that's everywhere or something.
Yeah, or the JCM-800.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one for the nerds.
Yeah. and also for the nerds as well, you're playing on a super stripped back rig for this. Like, this is a little intimate in the studio session.
So you get right down to it. I was using four pedals. Mm-hmm. I probably should have written more of a set list. I'm sorry, everybody.
No, it's great. It's perfect.
But the main board is two lines into two different amps. They sort of split at one point, so it's kind of stereo, but mostly like two different mono lines.
Yeah.
And affected similarly on each thing, but it creates a very beautiful stereo spread, and it's astonishingly dynamic. And I've just taken possession, or my guitar's just been fitted with these exquisite new pickups, which are hand-wound mm-hmm. by a gentleman named Roel Schouten. Mm-hmm. He's just sort of getting his business together, basically. So hopefully there's there are rumours of a website. Mm-hmm. Anyway, cool. I could not talk more highly about these pickups because the guitar is singing in a way that I haven't heard it, I think, ever.
Cool.
They're very, very good and very reasonably priced. So mm-hmm. I'll try and plug that somehow somewhere else.
And so for you're playing at Lines of Flight. What for your Lines of Flight set? What kind of stuff can we expect for that?
If I've got more and more structured, so there I play pieces now, mm-hmm. you know, and I like creating a very complete space, you know, mm-hmm. improvisation, and I did at the start of this set. Mm-hmm. And it's all a factor in how I play. So solo stuff, but I've got become much more. I have much more facility as a guitarist now than I did. Especially during HDU, so I'm really looking forward to doing that again in November. But I am talking a lot about me and not much about the festival, I just realised.
No, that's fine. This is
I would just direct everybody to the Lines of Flight website.
Yeah.
So just look that up and then you get all the details.
Yeah,
there.
No, lots of cool stuff on the whole weekend. Have you been to some Lines of Flight shows before?
Never. Never been. Cool. Always wanted to play.
Yeah.
Managed to work that out.
Yeah, awesome. And I actually haven't got it written down, but what's the day that you're playing? I definitely should have figured that out.
Where are we? It's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah. I'm playing on Thursday and I'm right. playing at Deep about 7:30 after the opening ceremony.
Cool. Oh, that's going to be really awesome. And that's at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery as well.
Yes, it
is. Be nice, yeah. Accessible
so,
one in
so
town.
It starts at 7 p.m. and then there are four other acts.
Yeah.
He says looking for...
Yeah, the poster's out there. I'll absolutely read it out in a little bit, don't worry.
So he will totally tell you who else is playing.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I didn't bring my notes with me.
No, neither did I, so that's absolutely fine. And what other stuff have you got kind of planned and coming up that you've been playing?
Well,
positively
name-dropping HDU, even say that.
No, of course.
Okay, so I was in a band called HDU, still am, always mm-hmm. have been. We started in like 93, when was it? Start of 93, mm-hmm. 94, actually, sorry. Anyway, we did some stuff, we were on Flying Nun for a bit. We're getting back together for the first time in about 9 years.
Cool.
Playing a whole bunch of stuff, including quite a lot of things that we actually either haven't played, possibly for decades, actually, in a couple of instances. A couple of songs we're talking about playing that we haven't played since the 90s. So, we all live, Neil's in Christchurch, Dino's in Berlin. Mm-hmm. So we're all working independently at the moment, coming together for about a week's rehearsal. Mm-hmm. But I'm so looking forward to it. I'm I took mention of my facility as a guitarist now. I mean, I really like what stuff I came up with, mm-hmm. but just the way I can kind of play it now, I'm just very excited, very excited.
Mm, cool. And how does it feel going, between all of these different projects? Because obviously this is all on guitar, so you're kind of figuring out different ways to utilize the guitar in different forms of music. I'm sure that you've changed over time in how you approach music in general, but now that you've got multiple projects that you're playing at, around a similar time, do you feel like you kind of jump in and out of different mind frames or aesthetic sensibilities when you're thinking about it?
Not necessarily. I just seem to try and find the best thing for the situation, but it will sound like me.
Yeah.
Or as I do, you know, as I colour things, which is usually with small universes with a reverb and delay.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm going for. I'm almost trying to create background radiation.
Yeah, cool.
And sort of you play off the harmonics that are dying away and mm-hmm. And so forth.
Cool.
Yeah.
And is that sort of the vague kind of imagination you have around music? You're kind of interacting with harmonics and interacting with space that's created, when you've got enough pedals and things like that. There's a whole lot of space beyond just what your guitar creates that ends up coming from the amp and then reverberating around the room in a different way. Do you view yourself as interacting with that, or how do you
fundamentally
come to create?
I try and write some stuff on acoustic. I mean, there's a really great rule that if it's heavy on an acoustic, it's going to be heavy no matter what you do.
Absolutely.
I mean, and if I'm writing riff type stuff, might lean that, but especially with the Kahu things, it's so a lot more ambient. A friend was doing some very ambient stuff for some yoga classes a few years ago, and a friend invited me to play at a sleep gig,
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe more along the lines of what you did at those yoga things. And it really made me kind of go, oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I still like to sing and kind of read certain things, but I was less... I can argue it's less angst-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Other people might say otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, it's been a real privilege to have you on the show, both playing and to hear you talking about some of that music as well.
I really appreciate being invited on.
Yeah. Is there any other kind of words you wanted to say or anything you've got, anything you could see coming from the future for you? You've got plans for this project? You've got plans for...
Well, I did. Actually, I realised I didn't talk about what's happening with HTU at all. We're doing a tour next in November, towards the end of the year. We'll be playing at... Drop Kicks.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to say, I don't really like that name.
And it's okay. And then I also saw there's an all-ages show as well. That's super cool.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great. I mean, the Cook Room is fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play in it. Honestly, it's going to be sick. Anyway, but we'll leave what I said before. But yeah, so that's all-ages show Thursday the 20th, pretty sure, of November. Then the 21st in Dunedin at the Old Cook. Mm-hmm. Christchurch the next night. Back here. I don't think I'm going back to work. and then Wednesday next the following week, Wellington, then Napier, and then Saturday in Auckland at a festival.
Cool.
Which is called The Others Way.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds like a very fun tour and a nice way.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
Get back together and do that stuff after a while.
Catch up with a whole bunch of people and, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, cool. We'll borrow amps of Jacob and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Nice. Good hookups to have.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks so much. Really appreciate you being on.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That was Tristan there having a wee corridor after the Kahu live.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.